You can add your own story to the collection. Visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
This is Andrea Beth Crawford Bush. It is July 1st, 2024, and I'm here with my mother-in-law, Marcia Bush. I'm married to Edward John Bush, and this is his mother, and then I'll interview his father when we're finished. Can you please tell me your whole name?
Marcia May Rigonal Bush.
And when and where were you born?
On a farm near Owine, Iowa.
And your birth date?
August 4, 1940.
And who were your parents? Their full names?
Louis Christopher Bush, Effie Mae Watkins, Louis Christopher Rigonal, and Effie Mae Watkins. Rigonal.
And did you have any siblings?
Yes. Two sisters older, two brothers younger.
And what were their names?
Betty Jean and Lois Kay, Douglas Dean and Larry Lee, always known as Scotty.
Who were your grandparents?
I don't know my grandma Rigonal's name. Somebody told me it was Catherine, but I've never seen it written down any place. My grandfather's name was Joseph Rigonal. And my mother's parents was Blanche Celeste. I'm not sure of the middle name. Earnshaw Watkins, and Grandpa was Jesse Marion Watkins.
What was your childhood like?
Life on a farm.
Did you have lots of chores?
Oh, not lots, but enough to keep us out of trouble.
Mm-hmm. What was a chore that you liked or didn't like?
Didn't like drying dishes. I escaped to the swing. Wait until I got called in. Had to help weed the garden, pick whatever was ripe and ready to be picked. Picked raspberries from the ditch across the road where our mailbox was, until the state of Iowa started spraying the ditches and killed them all off.
Hmm.
Always had a strawberry bed. Basic vegetables, not green beans, yellow beans, peas, red and white radishes, green onions, cucumbers, sweet corn, no melons. Don't remember Mom ever planting melons.
Hmm. And with such a big family, that's a lot of vegetables. Was she a good cook?
Yes. And there was a lot of canning in the summer.
Oh, yes.
We relied on that for winter food.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have canned vegetables of any kind except maybe some pork and beans to make baked beans with.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a childhood memory that comes to mind that makes you happy?
I remember one summer Kay and I decided we'd dress up the dog and put it in the doll buggy.
Oh. Was the dog tolerant?
Yes. It was the only little dog we ever had and the only dog that was ever allowed in Mom's house.
Ah.
All the other dogs were outdoor dogs.
Maybe that's why Kay likes her little dogs.
Now she's an animal lover, too.
Mm-hmm.
She'd have a cat if she wasn't allergic to him.
Mm. What were your parents like?
What I remember most about them as a couple were they always disagreed. We had a 30-minute drive to get to town when we went to town for shopping, and it seemed like they argued all the way. Mom always had to tell Dad how to drive, and of course he took that like a lead balloon. She had piano lessons, and when they got a piano and I took lessons, I never saw her sit down to play. She had a lesson book of scales that she had had to do. My teacher never had me do scales, so different teaching technique from the years. But when they got moved to their Hawkeye address and she started going to church in the Baptist church in West Union, she started singing in the choir. But outside of that, she didn't bother to take us to church often enough to, or any time, only the occasional Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Belong to such things. But once they moved to town, she got active in the women's society, which was good for her.
Mm-hmm. So I've always known you to be strong in your faith and very consistent with your church going. When did that come about, if your mom did not set that example?
Because most of the kids in the small school we were in, I knew, went with their families to church. And from my father, the only thing I knew was him taking God's name in vain. And I had made up my mind that if I ever had kids, they were going to know more about him than that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I remember a day when a Catholic priest came to call on him and tried to convince him that he needed to get his kids into church. And it made no impression on Dad at all. But after they moved to Owine, after they'd retired from farming, he started going to church, and he got very much a believer, and he wanted to be baptized. But the dementia had set in, and the pastor did not want to baptize him. And I informed him once when we were up there that he needed to, because Dad needed that action to relieve what was upsetting him, because he knew he wasn't baptized. His mother, he had 7 brothers and sisters. And when they were all very young, his mother took off and left him and never came back. So it was Grandpa Rigonal that raised him. They got farmed out to different neighbors. The neighbor that he was with did take him to church, but evidently it didn't sink in.
Interesting. How many times in your life did you move? And to and where?
I was born on that farm where Dad was renting to farm. It was outside of Owine. They moves were always the 1st of March. And I don't know for sure how old I was when they moved to the next house. I think I must have been about 3, because I remember Dean being a baby at the house we were in. But 2 years after Dean, when Scotty was born, we were in a different house. It was on another farm that Dad was renting. And then he bought the farm by Randalia, and we moved up there. I was probably in 3rd grade when we moved in there. And they moved the March that I was a senior in high school, but I stayed with the people that bought our farm until I graduated. And then I moved north of Hawkeye to where they'd bought another farm. And after that, what was the summer of 57 after I graduated, and I had a job in Owine and rented a room there. It was just a room. Had to get any meals or anything else someplace else. And that was where I had the job working at the Mate, right, where I met Robert.
The love of your life. And next week you will have been married
66 years.
Wow, 66 years. That's quite an accomplishment.
Betty and Marvin had us meet. They celebrated their 70th anniversary, and she lived, I think it was 2 years after that.
Wow. Okay, so after you guys got married, then tell me how the kids came along and the cities that you lived in.
We had half of a duplex when we got married and got pregnant fairly soon with Randy. He was born in May of 59, and we rented a house then in Owine. And Steve and Kenny were born when we lived there. Bought our first house. What year would that have been? What year was Peggy born? Year Kennedy was shot. 62?
62 or 3.
Mm-hmm. We bought our first house and moved in there. And Peggy was born while we lived there. Ed was born while we still lived there. Then the railroad that Bob worked for merged with another railroad and wanted us to move into Chicago. Paid for us to go in and look around. And we visited with a lady that Bob had worked with at Gamble's when he was still there. And decided that to have a home in the Chicago area where we'd be comfortable with the kids not having to be concerned about anything, they'd never see their dad because he'd be up so early to leave for work and get home so late. So we turned that job down, and he and another fellow from the railroad that had merged had applied for a job with a small railroad in Minneapolis, and he said he could go in 2 weeks. The other guy said he'd have to wait until his girls in high school had finished their year of schooling. So Bob got the job and took off for Minneapolis. Lived up there during the week, came home on weekends when I'd do his laundry and feed him and send him back. And he found a house, and we moved up there in 69. must have been August of 69, and Joanne was born up there. She's the only one of the six that wasn't born in Sumner, Iowa.
Okay.
And then it was about a year and a half afterwards that a guy that had known Bob at the Chicago Great Western in Owine had tracked him down up there and wanted him to come down here. Paid for us to come down here and look over the job. I said I wasn't moving unless there was a substantial pay raise and all moving expenses were paid. And I guess it was meant that we get here because they did it. So in it was August of 69 we moved down here, right?
To the North Denver Courthouse?
Yes.
North Denver Court, Kansas City.
3851 North Denver Court.
That's a lot of moving and a lot of activity with six young kids.
Well, and he was down here, and we had to get out of the house. I took the six kids, or five kids, very pregnant, and stayed with my parents until he could come up on a weekend in August. I had been down here, and we'd looked for a house from over in Kansas and out south, up into Liberty and all over. Thought we'd found a house. Into the motel, and then the realtor called her and, sorry, that one was sold and I hadn't known about that, but I've got one I'd like you to look at. So that was when we went and looked at Denver Court and ended up buying it.
What jobs have you held in your life, other than the Made Right job at 18?
That December I started working for Northwestern Bell Telephone as a operator. Number, please.
And I remember you worked at Sears.
That was, I did not work outside the home until Joanne was in kindergarten. And at that time, I applied over here at Sears and figured it'd be retail and the hours would be varied, but it was an office job and just mainly morning. It wasn't even 8-hour jobs, but worked there for 5 years. Before that, after Joanne had entered school, I had a job servicing American greeting cards and their products in TG&Y stores. And then after they put their cards in plastic wrap, and that was too hard on my hands, so I quit that and got a job with a button company, servicing their button departments in mainly military bases, PXs. After that, I didn't. Well, those were before I got on at Sears.
Mm-hmm. The button company, where was that?
It was, I had a guy that I reported to and sent in my time to, but no office or anything like that that I had to report to. It was kind of like the greeting card company where you had a employee of the company that you were accountable to.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Do you remember the name of that company? Or the...
I'm thinking Labonte, but I don't... I don't remember for sure.
What was the your favorite job that you held?
Being at home with my family.
Yeah. Which goes into the next question. What hobbies have you enjoyed throughout your life? But you were so busy with kids. Kids were your hobby.
I started sewing when I had to take home ec in high school. And I've always been sewing. First Christmas present after we were married that Bob gave me was a sewing machine. And Randy was such a tiny baby that I made him a few shirts and things. But made curtains for the houses we lived in. Always sewn. And then after we bought our first house, and I'd met this lady at church that she had a, I think she had five kids too. And she was a knitter. And she said, you should learn to knit. So Carol taught me to knit. Was upset that I started out with something simple like mittens instead of a sweater for one of the kids. So I have always sewn, knitted, and my mother crocheted, but I never seemed to have a desire to pick that up. But both of my daughters started crocheting. So I decided if they could do it, I could do it. So I took a Learn How book and crochet hook and yarn and have mastered very simple crochet projects. I like to read.
I know you've helped me over the years with your sewing. You've made my kids Halloween costumes and things for my classroom. And recently, well, a couple years ago, I was cleaning out a closet and I found a tiny little blue shirt that you made for Corey. And on the back, it had an embroidered skunk. And it said Grandpa's Little Stinker on it. I thought that was cute. So we packed it up and put it in his little baby box. So he still has that.
Don't remember that.
And we also have a quilt that you made with different African safari animals. You had embroidered the animals and put them in squares and then attached it. And we still have that.
That was machine embroidery.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Machine embroidery, but that's still a skill. What was your favorite trip or vacation?
I think our first overseas trip. Channel 19 used to have an auction where local businesses donated different things. And a travel agent had put on there this trip to either Paris or London, and I asked him if I could bid on it, and he said okay. So I did, and we'd gone to bed, and I think it must have been 10:30, 11 o'clock, the phone rang, and it was Channel 19 telling me that I had gotten the trip.
Oh, that's exciting.
And when we met with the travel agent, it was the trip he'd put on was just to the one location. And he said, well, if you've never been before, we could divide it up and you could do Paris and London. So that was what we ended up doing.
Very cool.
Got separate seating in the airplane going over, but Steve's first wife, Kim, her mother worked for TWA, and it was on a TWA flight, and so she had arranged for a bottle of champagne to be delivered to us.
That's awesome.
And then coming back, the travel agent had said, ask for upgrades. So we did, and we got upgraded to first class, but once again, we weren't seated together. And when the stewardess came around, she says, oh, you've got the queen's throne. Oh, la-di-da.
Well, but that's cool.
It was an event.
Yeah. And you've been some very cool places. You've been to Australia and South America, Hawaii, Alaska.
Well, he wouldn't do Hawaii without doing some of the other islands. Mm-hmm. So we did the Fiji Islands, mm-hmm. which included Easter Island, Bora Bora. And you remember any other islands? Those are the two I remember outside of.
Not really. Hawaii?
Yeah.
Well, several of the Hawaiian Islands. Helicopter trip over the Hawaiian Islands. That was interesting.
Yeah.
There. Such a variety in their landscape.
Right. Yeah. I'm glad you guys got to travel.
Yep.
Have you had any major unexpected life issues?
Yeah. I was told that I had a rheumatoid arthritis. The first doctor had me on 16 aspirin a day.
Wow.
And people thought prednisone was the answer to it when it came out. Of course, it wasn't. It causes more problems than it does good. And I did not expect to have a heart problem, but it has progressed. From my rheumatologist in a routine chest x-ray said, I think you have a aneurysm on your aorta. I think you should see a cardiologist. That led to a heart surgeon, and I thought they were going to do one thing in the heart surgery, and that was that aneurysm. When I was awake enough to know what they were talking about, I found out they had done 4 different things while they had my chest all opened up. So, and from saying when I was doing volunteer work for the Arthritis Foundation that it was a joint problem, it moved to now they say it is systemic and there is nothing in your whole body that it cannot affect. Mm-hmm. So,
how old were you when you were diagnosed with your rheumatoid arthritis?
22.
Wow, you were very young. Mm. Hmm. Well, you've done remarkably well, and I've never known you to be a complainer. I mean, I know that you're constantly in some sort of pain, mm-hmm. and it would be easy to be...
Frumpy.
Yes, yes. It would be easy to choose to be that way and to not lead a happy and productive life, mm-hmm. but you've not let it get in the way.
Oh, it's blocked a lot of things.
Well, I've always known you to be very strong, mm-hmm. so that's good. So my question was, what do you feel like you've done well in your life? But I feel like that's probably it. And another thing that I feel like you've done well is you raised 6 great kids, and they're all good people and productive citizens of society. And
well, I made up my mind if I was going to raise 4 boys in town, they were going to have chores to do. They were not just going to be free to run wild. And I think that is a discipline that all children need, because that makes them value life, and when they get a job, they're going to be more willing to work for their employer and things.
What advice would you give to a 25-year-old?
It's funny you should ask. A couple weeks ago at Kate's Kitchen, this young man who basically just seated people and checked people out came over and said, "Can I ask you guys how long you've been married?" And we told him. He was going away with his girlfriend and his dog that weekend. And sounded like he was very seriously thinking about asking her to marry him. But she always had to have her way. And I've thought about that since then. And they say, if you're going to think about a life with somebody, think about if you can live with them. And I think it needs to boil down to more with, do you want to live your life without that person in it? Because if you're going to be willing to live your life with that person in it, you have to be willing to accept the good, the bad, and the indifferent.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why I think I have handled the health problems I've had, is because Bob has always been there.
Mm-hmm.
May not say much, but he's been there.
Mm-hmm. It says a lot. Is there anything else you want to share or state? How do you want to be remembered?
I'll let my kids that I leave behind define that for me.
Okay. All right. Well, I think this concludes the interview.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.